This is the homily for the Feast of Pentecost, 2023, at St. Anselm's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass were the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. The first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 3 to 7 and 12 to 13. And the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. The homilist was Father Joseph Jensen.
Today, as we all realize, we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, which is the culmination of the Easter season and also the completion of the revelation of the Holy Trinity. In these past days, we have been singing and praying, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love." Love, yes, because that is what creates unity, which is the function of the Spirit in the Church. We could easily well have been singing, "Send forth the Spirit of your divine love in our hearts, and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth." That verse, in this literal sense, has to do with the west wind blowing in from the Mediterranean Sea, expelling the old death-dealing sirocco, bringing rain and dew to end the dry season, making the earth green with grass and plants, bringing life, light, and refreshment. Even the literal meaning of that verse makes it easy to see why it has always been applied to the coming of the Holy Spirit. Today's feast is connected with so many themes that it is difficult to know where to start and what to include. Historically speaking, Pentecost must have come as a great surprise to the apostles. After Jesus' resurrection, what the apostles were expecting was his return and the end of everything. What they got instead, as we heard last Sunday, was the beginning of the church. They had been asking him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" His reply was ambiguous. "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established on his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will bear witness to me from now until the end of the earth." In retrospect, we can say that his answer left open a period of centuries for the apostles and their successors to prepare the world for his return. We can say Jesus' ascension marked the end of one era, while the coming of the Spirit marks the beginning of another, in which Jesus promised, "I will not leave you orphans, is amply fulfilled. Earlier, Jesus had said, "Whoever thirsts, let him come to me. Let him drink who believes in me." As the scripture says, "From within him, rivers of living water will flow." All this is fulfillment of the promise, "I will not leave you orphans. I am coming to you." Jesus is now present to us in a new way by the coming of the Spirit. The church is formed and the apostles began carrying out all those things that remained for the fulfillment of Jesus' mission, proclaiming the advent of the kingdom to all those lands beyond Palestine. This new era is marked by the advent of the Spirit. The Spirit had been present in the Old Testament as a force, but it was only in the Christian dispensation that he clearly is present as a person. In the Trinitarian formula, he now appears alongside the person of the Father and the person of the Son. Thus, the revelation of the Trinity is complete, so in our creed we now profess faith in those three persons, as we say, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us love and adore him as we ought.